Yeah, we've had a tremendous response from the community, letting us know how they feel. And we have been, you know, dealing with a lot of email messaging and social media posting and answering the telephones and trying to be responsive to people and be really open to hearing what they are saying.
What was your reaction yesterday when Nancy Brinker said there's no way they're backing down, this is where they stand, and then today to sort of say, you know what, we're rethinking it?
Well, I really appreciated, the amendment and feel like it much more, you know, honestly represents what the work we're doing in the community and what we want to do as we move forward.
A lot of the local groups were very quick and very clear about telling their volunteers and the people who participate in their events, look, this is a national decision. It did not come from the local chapters. Did you have to sort of put that out there as well, that message?
Yes. I mean, it was definitely a national decision. And in fact, in Maryland, we have not received an application from Planned Parenthood since the partnership began in 2005. So specifically, in Maryland, it really didn't affect anything at all because we had not been funding Planned Parenthood. But regardless, we are a women's health organization, and a lot of people who support us, and we feel that we're here for all women and men and families in our service area. And so in a just a feeling of sort of camaraderie, we really wanted to support providing those services to everyone.
Robin, I think I read that that there's an event coming up, a walk in Ocean City soon.
Yes, we have a new and inaugural event in Ocean City in April.
So have you gotten any feedback as to whether or not this would affect the attendance?
Well, no, it's probably a little bit early, and now we're hoping with the amendment to this policy that people will be completely back on board and feel like they can participate and support us again. Normally, we won't see registrations for an event like that until a little bit closer to the event, which it's scheduled for April 22nd. So we anticipate we've had a lot of support from the Eastern Shore and a lot of support from officials in Ocean City, and we anticipate that that will remain very strong.
Do you think at this point that nationally speaking, the National Komen will have to perform some sort of damage control or image update at the very least?
Well, I would say yes. I think that there has been such a large response to this across the whole country, and there has been some conflict between local affiliates' perspectives and headquarters' perspectives. And I think that, you know, it's a little bit tricky because I think that we have a very strong relationship with all of our partners and participants and supporters in the local communities, I think, across the whole country. So it was a little bit of a disconnect when your corporate headquarters comes down with a policy that is a little hard to manage in a local community. So I think that was a challenge.